This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
How's it going, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, and this is episode 255, midweek show. Hope everybody's doing good so far this week. Can't complain, it ain't rained in 3 days. But that could change at any second being in Texas, so there you go. But we are expecting more rain this week, so... Well, at least we haven't got any of the tornadoes, unlike our friends just to the north of us in Oklahoma. They've been getting inundated with tornadoes. They've been having many of them every other day, it seems like. So, sending out a shout-out to all and good vibes to everybody up there in Oklahoma who's dealing with that shit. All right, this week... Going back to 1982, we're going to be talking about the band Rainbow. And if you don't know who Rainbow is, they were formed in 1975 by ex-guitarist of Deep Purple, Ritchie Blackmore. So I'm going to be talking about their sixth studio album, Straight Between the Eyes. The band members for this album are, like I said, Ritchie Blackmore on guitar, Roger Glover, bass guitar and production. Jolynn Turner on vocals. Bobby Rondinelli on drums. And David Rosenthal on keyboards and orchestral arrangements. And this was his first album with the band. He replaced Don Airey, who I believe left to go play with Ozzy Osbourne. The album was recorded in December 81 and January of 82 at Le Studio in Morin Heights, Quebec, Canada. Released on April 18th of 1982. Genre is hard rock. Length of the album is 40 minutes and 58 seconds. Released on Polydor Records. Like I said, it was produced by Roger Glover. This album got up to number 30 on the U.S. Billboard Top 200 for 1983, and number 5 in the U.K. And there was two singles released, Stone Cold and Power. Stone Cold hit number 1 on the mainstream rock in the U.S., and 40 on the Billboard Hot 100, and Power got number up to 35 in the mainstream rock in the U.S. Certifications, the U.K. it hit silver with 60,000 units sold, and in Finland it went gold with 25,000 sold, so it was pretty big in Finland. It was pretty big here too, but for some reason the sales weren't there. And in 1999 they digitally remastered the album and released it on CD, and the digital mixing was done by Roger Glover and Nick Blagona, and digitally mastered by Greg Calby at Sterling Sound in New York. All right, on to the album art. It was done by artist Jeff Cummins and the Hypnosis Group out of the UK. And it's been described as one of the worst album covers ever. And the original vinyl issue had the lyrics printed on the inner sleeve. it is sort of a dumb album cover. It's got a guy with a guitar neck shooting out of his forehead. Sort of dumb, if you ask me. According to Richie Blackmore, the title of the album came from a meeting he had with Jeff Beck in 1967, where the two were discussing Jimi Hendrix, and Jeff Beck told Richie Blackmore that Hendrix's guitar playing hit him straight between the eyes. All right, let's go over the track list here. Side one, track one, we got Death Alley Driver, and that was also released as a single too, I believe, later on. And there was also a MTV music video of it, starting out with Jolynn Turner playing the old stand-up Sega game Turbo. If you remember that, it's like a car racing game. And then it shows Jolynn Turner riding on a motorcycle, getting chased by Richie Blackmore, riding in the back of an old Rolls Royce. That's sort of stupid. All right, track two, Stone Cold. That was definitely the big hit for this album, for sure. And there was also a music video for it also. Track three, Bring on the Night, Dream Chaser. Track four, Tight Squeeze. Track five, Tearing Out My Heart. On to side two. Track six, Power, and that was another single released. Track seven, Mistreated. No, it's not a remake of Mistreated by Deep Purple. They automatically put the miss in capital letters. So David Coverdale wouldn't think that this was the song Mistreated. So I guess him and Richie Blackmore had a thing about that song. Richie Blackmore had released it on something else too, and Coverdale wasn't happy about it. All right, track eight, Rock Fever. And rounding out the album, track nine, Eyes of Fire. And that is the track listing for Rainbow Straight Between the Eyes. All right, on to the tour. They didn't have a very big tour for this album. It was only like 44 shows, and 40 of them were in the U.S. and Canada. And they only did four shows in Germany and Scandinavia. They didn't even tour the U.K. I guess everybody over there was pretty pissed about it, too, because they didn't tour over there. But it started in May of 82, and they were supposed to headline with Girls' School, Iron Maiden, and Scorpions opening up for them. And a couple of shows they didn't make, especially the one I was at in Springfield, Illinois that year on that tour. They played California. They went all the way from California to Illinois. So something must have happened with them. They didn't make it. All right, that's all the info I got on this album. How am I going to rate this? Well, this was a... It doesn't hold up that good, really. It's a very Richie Blackmore guitar-driven album. Really, the only memorable songs on this album are the hits. So, but Jolynn Turner, he... Great vocalist for sure. He did a great job on this album. But other than that, this album's pretty plain. Like I said, it didn't really hold up. I listened to it twice today. And like I said, just the hits are the most memorable songs on the album. So with that being said, I am going to give this a 2.5. I personally like the album before this, Difficult to Cure, way better. So, All right, everybody, that's all I got. Stay tuned for some snippets. If you've never heard this album before, I'm going to play a few songs, parts of songs, and check us out on the social medias. Don't forget, week and a half away, if you're in North Texas, come to Texas Frightmare Weekend, and you might see us and say hi. We'll be passing out some stickers and shooting a bunch of video and taking a bunch of pictures. So, but other than that, check us out on all the social medias. Leave us a rating and review on Apple if you would. Them really help out the most. And please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Would really appreciate it. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening. And we'll talk to you Sunday. We got some very special guests coming on the show. So stay tuned for that. Stay evil, everybody.